And now we pause for our Lenten reflection by Father Niall Ahern.
Lent is about goodbyes. We find goodbyes difficult, increasingly so as distance divides families. With infrequent reunions, a bizarre ritual of gradual separation is enacted as the visit ends. Grandparents, adult children, and grandchildren wonder, "Will it be like this next time?" There is a chat and silences as the tea is drunk. Goodbye is said in the kitchen, the hallway, the driveway, the car. At long last they're off unless something is forgotten. Partings are hard because they remind us that life and living means change. We meet and marry, have children, move house, get sick or well again, change or lose jobs, encounter success and failure, separate in marriage, see children or friends leave, argue and reconcile, follow our dreams or abandon an old one. We seek to avoid or deny change, but we all go through it. To anxious disciples at his transfiguration, Jesus reveals that he is bigger than any changes we could encounter. The Son of Man of the Lenten wilderness is also the Son of God. Still, human change and goodbyes remain difficult. One day we may realize that the more ancient and authentic meaning of goodbye is God be with you. It reminds us that while miles and situations divide, God always accompanies us. True for Abraham, and true for us. So say goodbye to old ways this Lent, but realize more deeply that even before that, God is within you, before you, behind you, above you, with you, and never says goodbye. Wherever you're going, God is already there waiting for you. Amen.